This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Yes, it is. And welcome to Party Line on a Wednesday morning here. Thank you for joining us. Good to have you along. Cindy and Melissa in on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Shan in on Tuesday, Thursday. So Shan will be back in for us tomorrow. Just a reminder that today there is a Board of Zoning Appeals meeting, a BZA, that starts at 5:30. So if you're somebody that wants to keep track of those kinds of things, you can look forward to that coming up at 5:30 today. So
yeah, we hope that everybody stayed safe with all the weather that went through. I mean, north of us, they are just getting pounded continuously. They're still getting it
on the east of us.
Yeah, north and east, and it's been terrible going across. We had our bouts with it yesterday afternoon, but it could have been a whole lot worse. I know a lot of trees down, some power lines down, still some people out of power in the area. Please be careful if you're traveling. And we are in a flood watch because of the massive amount of rain that they are getting north of us. They've had anywhere from 8 to 10 inches just north of us. And then also they're getting more. They're looking for a possibility of another 6 inches today. So please be careful. Don't drive through standing water. You don't know how deep it is. And you can't see the edges of the roads, folks, when the water is completely across. So just stay out of it if we get it. So be careful out there.
It's so funny how my driving has changed over time. Have you ever, Lindsay, did you go through that at all? Hit her mic, will you, Mel?
Yeah. Last night as I was driving to Indy in the rain, I was like, you know, this used to be easier.
I used to be able to see so much better in the dark than I do now. And I don't drive as fast as I used to, contrary to what Mel thinks.
I have followed you before.
She acts like I drive.
She has
90.
Her moments. She has her moments. I'm going to put
anyway.
But
overall,
it depends on whether she has a sense of urgency. So.
Overall, I don't drive as quickly as I used to, and I don't go as many places as I used to.
Yes,
you're still young.
So. I catch myself turning the radio down though when there's like, and I was like, oh, all right.
I love that. I do the same thing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, there's traffic. I better turn the radio down. Well, even though I think there's no scientific proof that does help your driving, but it does.
In my brain,
it does, yeah.
Well, the other thing I've noticed, too, is for us being country kids, we no longer drive those big four-wheel drive trucks that we used to drive all the time, and those were a little more fun to drive.
I can hardly see over the wheel now. The hoods are so square and blocky.
Yeah.
that I can, I cannot see over the front of my husband's truck.
Same. When I have to drive it, I'm like, this is not safe for anyone today.
And I've already lost. Yeah. I mean, my mom really shrank as she aged. Mm-hmm. She was 5'3", let's say, at her tallest, and she's well under the 5-foot mark now. She might be 4'10" or 11" now. Mm-hmm. So I think I have decreased in height a little bit. I've made up for it in other ways, but in height, I think I have decreased a little bit. So I just cannot see over certain things anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, anyway. I agree. I definitely don't drive with my seat the same way.
No.
I used to, the adjustments on it, and it drives me nuts when my husband gets in and drives my vehicle and doesn't put it back. Because I can't lay down and see. How in the heck men can lay down in their seats and drive? I don't get it.
Well, that lovely voice you hear besides me and Melissa is Lindsay Cox. She is with the Paul Philippi Resource Center. And times have changed for us as we age, that's for sure. But you are staying young with all of our friends over at the Paul Philippi Resource Center.
Yes, we're staying as young as we can over there.
Well, what do you have going on? I mean, I'm looking at this list here, and I'm like, wow, you guys have a lot of things happening, as usual. It's funny. I was just telling Mel and Lindsay before we went on air, somebody was talking about getting someone to a doctor's appointment, and I was like, well, did you call the Paul Philippi Resource Center? They do that? I'm like, yes. Yes, they do.
Yes, we definitely do that.
And that's just one of the many things that you do. But that has really become a very large part of what you do.
Yes. Yeah. So for transportation, we go to Lafayette, we go to Lebanon, we go to Tipton, and we go anywhere in Clinton County. That could be for anything you need, whether it's taking you to drop or pick your vehicle up from the auto shop or go get groceries, go to a medical appointment. We are public transportation. If you need to get there and it's in one of those areas, we're happy to take you.
Yeah, you guys do a phenomenal job. And my mom has used that service. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And she enjoyed it very much because, of course, it gave her someone to talk to besides me in the car.
And it gives freedom.
It does.
To go where you need to go without having to rely on people that are working, or you don't want to bother people sometimes. So.
Absolutely. That's what she went, well, honey, I know you're working. I didn't want to ask. I'm like, Mom. But yeah, it worked out great for us.
Yeah.
Well,
the side note on that, too, is especially for if you're in a wheelchair, if you're not able to get around physically, your buses are set up so that you can transport people who need those, you know, items, you know, whether it be a walker, whether it be a wheelchair or whatever, to be able to get around items that most children, mm-hmm, of adults or whoever, you know, whoever needs that transportation don't have the vehicles to be able to handle that. So I know when my dad got, both my parents actually, when they got to that point where we couldn't get them in a car easily or comfortable, it was so great to be able to call Paul Philippi and have them pick them up, and then we would meet them at the doctor, and then, you know, vice versa, and it was just fantastic. So, I mean, let's expand on that. Let's tell people how they can get that transportation scheduled and how that works.
Yeah, so our transportation, we are handicap accessible. We have, all of our buses have lifts, our vans have ramps. Our drivers go through vigorous training every year on making sure wheelchairs are secured properly. We have some great drivers that love to talk to people, love to help people, and are just friendly people. If you need a ride, give us a call at 765-659-4060 and just let us know when you need to be there, where you're going, how long you're going to be there, and we'd be happy to take you. Obviously, the most notice you can give us, the better. But if something comes up last minute, give us a call. We do everything we can to make it work.
I'm also looking at the list. Let's go down it. What would you like to start with on this list?
Yeah,
we could start with lunches since we're kind of on that. So Midland Meals is at Paul Philippi Resource Center. We personally do not deliver meals and things like that, but they use our facility. They serve lunches at 11:30 Monday through Friday, and then they also deliver those meals. And to get on that delivery list, if you just can't get out, don't want to get out, but you would like some lunches delivered. And these lunches are frozen, but they are, Midland Meals makes them fresh the week before, they freeze them, pass them out the next week. So they are a good, like, cooked meal. But call Area 4, and let me look up that number. Sorry, not prepared.
That's okay. So somebody fixes the meals there.
So they do it in Lafayette at the Midland Meals facility, and they have a freezer truck that they bring some to us, and then all the different locations around the state. So,
but people could eat there too at the Paul Phillippe Resource Center.
Yes, and Brenda is who works for Midland Meals. That's at our building. She's wonderful. There's normally paperwork that has to be done, but come in. She's going to feed you. She'll help you with the paperwork. It's not that hard. It's a waiting game with Area 4 always. So until you get that process done, you're still going to be fed.
Lindsay Cox from the Paul Phillippe Resource Center is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, and I know, and they're nutritious meals. They're balanced, they're nutritious, but I also know, that Midland, if you have a special diet that you have to have, that as long as your doctor writes out a prescription for that, you can get that special meal. So if you're a diabetic or if you're just the opposite, you know, if you have other dietary needs like one is in our family, hemochromatosis, where you have to have low iron meals and that kind of thing, it's the idea that all you got to do is have your doctor write it out.
Yeah.
And you give that with the paperwork. I know what you mean by Area 4. But anyway, you can get those special meals. So, and that means a lot for people, especially those who are shut in.
Yeah. Yep. And I can't speak for other sites, but Brenda does everything she can to make sure that people get the food they need with or without the weight. So
sure,
she does everything she can.
I also am seeing fitness classes and walking. Is that new or have you been doing that?
You know, we've been offering Enhanced Fitness for about a year now. We had someone from Area 4 that came in and taught it, and then she resigned. She moved on. And now we have one of our patrons that now volunteers and teaches the class. They do it Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. And it's, I would say, aerobics, but you can do it in a chair. You could do it standing up. We have small weights that can be used. So it's really just come and move your body and chit chat. And a lot of times I go to lunch afterwards.
Oh, that's cute.
Keep everything loose.
Yeah. And it's the fitness class is designed for like fall prevention. So it's just keeping your body limber and moving.
That's the other thing I've noticed as I've aged. Things just aren't quite as limber. I say, oh, a lot now. Yes. I didn't used to say that a lot when I was getting up and down.
Pay more attention to the shoes I buy, too.
Yes.
Oh, and stretchy pants. Don't forget stretchy pants. I just can hardly stand to wear something around my waist anymore.
I can't do stretchy pants.
Oh, I got stretchy pants on today.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yes, me, too.
If I have to wear not stretchy pants, I'm like, it's going to be a bad day.
I totally feel the same way.
Now we got to go into the stretchy pants. We are just talking about just the waistband,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, yes. These are just the waistband. I mean, they're dressy pants.
Yeah, see, to me, when you say stretchy pants, the first thing I think of is yoga pants that fit tighter and crap, and I cannot wear those things.
No.
I would not want
these
to wear those things.
These are very flowy. They just have a stretchy waistband.
Yeah, I can get into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wear sweats. I love sweats.
I love sweats.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable shoes is another one.
Yes.
When was the last time you wore a pair of heels?
In the tread. You got to have a good tread.
I don't even think I own a pair of heels anymore. Mm. I'll be honest. I was real happy when wedges came back.
Yes.
Yes, that was nice. Mm-hmm. I may still have a pair of those tucked away someplace, but anyway. But fall prevention, just keeping everything limber. I've noticed that as well. And if you're like me and you have grandkids, they can do a number on you. So you need to stay fit so you can take care of, help with that.
Yeah. And then we have people that walk almost daily. They'll go into they'll walk outside. Most of the time they're inside and they'll just walk laps in Bergen Hall. It's a pretty big room. One of our drivers is when he has any downtime, you just hear him out there just walk in circles. So. And we have other people that come in and do that, too.
It's so nice that they have some place to walk where it is.
Yes.
If the weather is like it's been this week, that they can still have some place to go.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think people realize just how Bergen Hall, how big that room is. It is big.
I need to just walk it and measure it, but I haven't done that yet. So
yeah. We actually used it for like anniversary parties for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's that big to be able to host things like that.
Yeah. It's a big room. So yeah, they enjoy walking around it and not being hot, cold, wet, whatever mm-hmm. it's doing outside.
It looks like you have some educational programs going on as well. And I know that that continues to change depending on the season and so forth. What's happening right now?
Yeah. So our next big educational program is someone from the state is going to come in and talk about scams, which is huge. We had Detective Danner come in a couple months ago, and it was not a well-attended event to talk about scams. And he did an excellent job. But because not a lot of people were able to make it, the state offered to come in and do another one. And I learned things from Detective Danner that I didn't know about scams. And I feel like I stay pretty up to date with that information. So I think it just helps to keep people aware of what to look for, what not to give out. So they'll be coming in October. I don't have an official confirmation on date, but we'll put that in our newsletter and on our Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know how many times we can continue to go over that. And actually, we had one the other day that I thought might be a scam. Somebody called and said, hey, I'm sending a code or whatever. I'm like, so I called Russell. Turns out it was real. and my time limit ran out for that code. But
better safe than
sorry. That was what I thought. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Better safe than sorry if we have to redo this again.
Yeah.
Because nobody had forewarned me that anything was coming.
Well, and I didn't
know
they were going to call because they were supposed to wait because I was off that day. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to wait and do the verifications the next day. And somebody didn't get the memo somewhere, and they did it when I wasn't here.
And twice now, I have gotten a message. I got one again yesterday that said, if it's convenient for you, would you like to have dinner together tomorrow? And I'm like, I don't know this number, and it's not from our area code at all.
Yeah.
And I got one, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, something similar.
Yeah.
And I just didn't respond at all.
I got one on insurance quotes. Do you want me to text them to you? Where do you want me to? And it's like, spam.
Yeah, I've got the dinner text as well. And then sometimes I'll get an occasional follow-up. Like when I don't respond 2 days later, I'll get like the hello ? Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't have your number. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Introduce yourself if you want me to respond.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do have to, I'll have a new client or something and I'll start my text off. Hi, this is Cindy from WILO.
Yes.
Now I have accidentally texted the wrong person and they're like, okay, well, this is not that person, but okay.
Yes.
But, I start out with my name first so they know who
sure.
it is.
Yes.
But when you get it like that, just don't respond. I mean, our natural tendency, you hear cute stories about like the lady who was having Thanksgiving dinner, let's say it's become very popular, and so she texted someone. It turns out it wasn't her grandkid or whatever, and then they became family friends. But are you willing to really risk that in case it's not somebody that's,
And people can spoof numbers now even.
Yes.
So, I got a message from our bank that said, hey, there's a spoofing of our phone number going on. So they just really pushed that hard. Like, if your bank calls you, it sounds too good to be true. Or it's just even if you have 1% doubt, hang up the phone and call your bank directly, not the number that just called you.
Right.
Yeah. Go online, find the right number, call it and verify that that was actually them.
Because
they don't need your bank account number. They have it.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
They have your birth date.
Yes.
They have all your information.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
But I do think, for somebody like my mom who is a talker, and we've talked about this several times, she got scammed. She just started talking, they know how to respond to that. And before it was all over, the guy who kept calling her was calling her grandma. And so
she
felt so comfortable with him that she gave him the information. The next thing he's in her computer. And because it all started with, I see you need some help with your computer. And she goes, well, actually, I do.
Yeah.
And they're so kind.
Yeah.
Until the day we found out what was going on. And then he started sending her nasty text messages. Why are you not answering my phone, Grandma? And it got ugly.
Yeah.
But anyway, we called the law but at that point, the damage is done. But it starts out so simple. They're so smooth.
They are. And they're so good at scaring people. Almost got my mother-in-law. They convinced her that the U.S. Marshal was going to come arrest one of a son. They didn't specify which one. If she didn't give them $30,000, and she went to the bank, and thank God the bank was like, I'm sorry, this is not legitimate.
I wish my mom's bank would have been that conscious.
Yeah.
I mean, we're very lucky. Again, we have great folks here, and that is the benefit of, our people and our banks here. But if you live in a big city, which she at that time was living in a big city.
They don't know their clients.
Don't
well
know their
as,
clients. Yeah. And maybe they maybe some of their clients actually pull out that kind of money, even yeah. though we would never have pulled.
No.
Know?
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
It is very crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be huge. And I will advertise the heck out of that as soon as I'm locked into a date with her. But I think that'll be great.
And
for
again,
everyone.
I think it's good for people to go if you haven't, if you've already been, go again because scammers are consistently changing.
Yes.
They're always changing their tactics. And if we don't know, then we think, oh, well, that's.
Well, it's like all the emails that you get. It's yes. so simple just to look at the email and look at who it came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It did not come from the actual company, it came from some oddball email. But because they started out or they had the right letterhead, which you can copy that. That's not hard to do.
And their logo, you can copy yeah. that as well.
Yeah. And with AI nowadays, everything's so easy to duplicate. Oh. So, yeah. yeah.
Exactly.
It doesn't hurt to learn more
absolutely.
About ways to protect ourselves.
I yep. agree. Because they're a step ahead of us, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They absolutely are. Okay, so that will be coming up in October.
Yep.
But you have a lot of things going on throughout the week to keep folks entertained and to have fun and give them something to do. Let's talk about some of those things.
Yeah. So as always, we have bingo every Monday from 12:30 to 1:30. Bingo is hopping lately. if you go by our building on a Monday from 12:30 to 1:30, there's normally not a parking spot in sight. But if you want to come to bingo and that's what you're scared of, don't fear. We have permission for people to park over at the church, like kind of catty corner, and we will shuttle them over. Just let us know that you're doing that so we can get you a hop over.
I'm so glad to hear that many people come.
Yes. When I've been at Paul Philippi now for over 4 years. When I first started, we had like 24 people coming to bingo. We are now easily over 60 people
That's
every week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I saw the pictures on Facebook from this past Monday,
yes.
and it was like, that place was packed.
Yeah. It's to the point, like, if I'm calling bingo, my voice is strained by the end because you have to talk so loud, which is great. It's an amazing problem to
oh,
have.
Sure, yes.
But yeah, so we have bingo. We have lunch, like we said earlier. We have our game room, which on Monday afternoons after bingos hop in, and then on Fridays, it's super busy too. In that card room, there's 5 tables in there. There's always a puzzle going, sometimes 2 puzzles. And then depending on who's there, they decide what games to play. So if there's 4 people that want to play euchre, they'll play euchre. Or if they want to play skip-bo or Yahtzee, we have most of the classic games you could have. But we also have computers that have like the Mahjong and the Hoyle set up.
That's awesome. Yeah,
yeah,
I love those.
Yeah, so if people just want to come and hang out and play some computer games, why not? So,
Lindsay Cox with the Paul Philippi Resource Center is our guest on Party Line.
We keep talking about coming over and doing some of that just to detox from this place a little bit because, yeah, sadly.
Weeks like
sadly,
this where there's lightning,
yeah.
do not. Lightning and a radio station
oh,
are not
career.
Friends. They
no.
they don't get along well.
Yeah. No. Sometimes I'll just go out and play a little bit of shuffleboard with myself because I'm like, I need a brain break. Like,
absolutely.
So, yeah, we have shuffleboard. We have cornhole. We've got pool table.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah.
Billiards.
Yeah. So I'll just, even if no one's there, I'll just go out and put a little puck across it a few times and
absolutely.
Go back and be like, all right, I can.
Yeah, well, we fit the age criteria now. You don't, but we do. So.
Come on in whenever.
That's right. Exactly. So, but yeah, you've got that. You've got crafts right now. You got painting going on.
Yeah, we have a group of ladies that come every Thursday at 10 and they paint. They are incredible painters and they love to teach people as well. So if you're like, oh, I just need a hobby, but I don't know how to paint, they are not there. Like, they're not teachers. I do think some of them have taught painting, but they love to just talk and teach people how they do what they do. So that they're
different techniques
group
and
of ladies.
Stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And some of them do oil painting. Some of them do watercolor. Some of them do acrylic. So it's a nice little group and they just hang out.
Most 4-year-olds can paint better than I can.
Same.
I do not have that
skill.
See, yeah.
I need to go to that just so I can get back into it because I used to do that all the time. In fact, my grandson now has 90% of my paintings that I did when I was in high school and all that good stuff. But
I
would like to get back into it.
Yeah, they're so good. Our art room is my favorite room to walk into because on the walls is all like the paintings that they've, not even all, but that's some of the paintings that they've left there. And they're just gorgeous. And I'm like, I can't draw a stick figure. So
no, I can't either.
Yeah.
I did not get that
gene.
Well,
and you got book club.
Yes. Yeah. So Exy, she's the one that does the Enhanced Fitness, and she also kind of takes charge of the book club. And she goes to the library at the beginning of each year and is like, hey, what books can we get? And so we have those in our newsletter. So when it says the book that's on that book club, they're talking about it. So you've got 2 weeks between each book club to read the book. Some of them are great books. Like, they'll read them, and then she'll have an extra copy left, and she'll bring it to me, and I'll read it. So it's some really good books.
Yeah, I saw this past one was James Patterson. So yeah. He's a great author.
She's really good at picking, like, different genres. She wants to make sure that, like, throughout the year, there's different books for different people. And sure, some books some people might not want to read, and some people might read all the books. So
that's cool.
I'm looking that next week, and I haven't checked the weather forecast, but I think it was supposed to be good, if I recall, that you might be going to the Indiana State Fair.
Yeah, we didn't have enough people sign up for that, so we ended up canceling it. We only had one person sign up, so we did cancel it.
So I'll mark it off my list.
Yep.
Okay. I get it, though. State Fair is
a lot of walking.
A lot of walking. I mean, you can ride the tram, but it's still a lot of walking.
Yeah, and with weather, the way it's been lately, it's either, like, beautiful, amazing, or hot and rainy. Like, I don't think there's any between right now. And our trips, especially to go to Indy, we would need at least six people just to make it worth it.
Right.
Sure. But we are going next Thursday to Lebanon for the senior movie Michael. And then we're going to go to Flapjacks for lunch instead of the Milky Way. So,
see, fun little jaunts like
that. Yes. Yeah.
It's nice that you guys do those kinds of things for folks.
Well, and the Lebanon Theater is a great place to go.
Yeah, and
it's a lot of fun.
I think this year it's $5 to get into the movie, and it's just cash. You just pay when you get there. But you can't go see a movie for $5 now. And Michael's still new.
Yeah,
so,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be good. And then the people just buy their own lunch. So it's a pretty low cost day out on the town.
How can somebody get, you know, we have the newsletter here. Mel does me right and prints things up here. How can somebody that maybe doesn't get the newsletter now, how do they just call in and tell them how they can maybe get the newsletter so they can see some of the activities and things that are going on?
So if you just call in at 765-659-4060, ask for me, leave me a message if I'm not there, leave your address, and I'm happy to add you to our mailing list. Or if you go to our website, you can see the link to find our website online if that's more your speed. But we are happy to mail it, or you can look online.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are so many things on here. Things to do, who to talk to, things coming up. It's a very nice little newsletter. And
well, that's like going, you guys are going to Beef and Boards.
Yeah.
Again. I mean, you guys go... Three or four
shows a year. The next one is the Cash Ring of Fire show, and I am so surprised it's not sold out yet. We only have about half a bus left, but that's going to be a good show. I can't make it to that one, and I'm pretty sad about it. But
do you get to go to some of these events? Because some of them like that would be fun. Or do you guys rotate the office or draw a number and who's the lucky person this time? How does that work?
So I get first dibs at them all because I plan them. But a lot of times, like if I know someone in the office like would really like that, I'll pass it off to them. Yeah. And we have Sandra. She does all of our financial. She's going to go to this one. If I have like a conflict meeting or something like that, someone else will pinch hit, but a lot of times it's me getting to go.
I think you have a great job.
Yeah, it's a great job. I just get to go and hang out and eat lunch and
plan fun things for them to do, for people to do. And
yeah,
I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so with these schedules, at the senior fair in September, I try to have our whole next year's schedule.
Oh,
so
that's
as
smart.
Much as possible. So I always add to it if I can't get it that early, but I try to get it out as early as possible. And that's the best way to reach as many seniors in our community is going to that senior fair. So
senior fair is coming up.
Yeah. I think it's the 23rd of September, and it seems like it's so far away, and it's not.
It's not. Not at all. Is it?
I don't know.
I'm sitting here looking at, and we start football next week.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just boggling my mind that we'll be hitting football season next week as well, which means.
Well, and I just want to remind people before we get too far past it, Beef and Boards trip, $75 is what it costs you to go. And that includes your meal, the bus to and from the show, and the show itself. So, I mean, it's all of it. And like you said, Cash Ring of Fire right now. That's the one that's coming up here in September. November is going to be Cats. That's a Broadway production. So that one's in November on the 11th. And then December 10th, now this one would be right up my alley because I love Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
And so to see a live production of Holiday Inn, I mean, the movie is fantastic, but to see a live production would be really cool. So, but those are the ones that are coming up.
Anything else you can add for us today?
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm excited about Holiday Inn too, though. That is, that was my mom. Like growing up, we'd put the Christmas tree up and we would watch Holiday Inn. So that was that. When I saw that on there, I was like, we must get tickets to that one.
Holiday Inn.
I won't be giving that one up. So
I had a feeling you were going to say that. Well, that's a nice reminder, too, that we do have the senior fair coming up, and you can come and see the folks from the Paul Philippi Resource Center at the senior fair in September. But we appreciate you always coming. You're such a wealth of information. We love what you do for our community. We appreciate it. And again, folks, if you have questions, all you have to do is give them a call, 765-659-4060. They're at 401 West Walnut Street in Frankfort, or as I like to say, kind of right on the main drag across diagonally from Norman and Miller, and there's a one of the dollar stores across the road.
Yep, we got a bright blue roof.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a great bright blue roof.
Yeah.
Easiest way to find them. So they are on the south side of the road. Easy to find, lots of parking, and get over there, play some bingo, and have some fun, play some games, eat some lunch, and maybe do a little fitness, among other things, over there, because there's always something happening, which is the best part of it.
Yep, and we always love to find new friends.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay Cox.
Thanks
from the Paul Philippi Resource Center. We are at the halfway mark. We'll be back with more Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.